Debunking stranger danger myth with children and how to recognize any danger from any individual and what to do to keep safety is a top priority. Stranger danger is the notion that all, and only, strangers can potentially be dangerous. It is an example of a moral hysteria that individuals experience about anyone unfamiliar around them. In short, the phrase encapsulates the danger associated with adults whom children do not know. However, not just strangers or adults can pose a danger to a child. Family members, friends, neighbors, and teachers can equal danger too. Danger can happen anywhere, even in own home. So, the term should be instead people danger what they do and how they make a child feel. Moreover, a stranger does not necessarily equal danger, as some strangers can be helpful in times of crisis, such as police officer or a guard. That is why debunking stranger danger myth with children is essential to keep safety a top priority. Anyone can be dangerous, not just strangers. So children need to know how to look for clues of danger and what to do. Debunking stranger danger myth. The National Center for Missing and Exploited Children is, in fact, encouraging to avoid using the phrase stranger danger. Callahan Walsh, a child advocate at the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, told ABC News. It's just this one phrase, blanket statement, but it really doesn't fit all scenarios, and that's why we want to rethink stranger danger. He said that the group wants to put an end to using the phrase for three reasons, including the fact that a child is much more likely to be harmed by someone the child knows and that many children do not fully understand the concept of a stranger. Lastly, Walsh added, oftentimes kids are in a situation where they will need to reach out to a stranger for help, whether they're just being lost, or if there's an actual abduction. Any individual can be or become unsafe. Unsafe people come in all sizes, shapes, genders, and ages. For example, Patty Fitzgerald, the founder of Safely Ever After Incorporated, notes that potentially dangerous people might not always look like big scary men, but they can look like a mom, a sweet grandpa, or even appear dressed as or impersonate someone else. Sometimes they might seem and look even nice and inviting. Instead of looking for the boogeyman, a child should look for the person asking them to do something that doesn't sound right, or ask if the adult is trying to get them to break one of their family's safety rules or trick them, said Fitzgerald in Today.com. Instead of how they look, focus on what they do and how they make you feel. How does this act make you feel? Debunking stranger danger myth. If a child feels uncomfortable, sad, angry, upset, lonely, yucky, or scared from the presence of a person, either a stranger or a friend, a family member, a neighbor, a teacher, a classmate, or anyone, teach a child to tell someone they trust immediately. Emphasize that an incident must be reported right away, not later or the next day. Tell a child never to be afraid to tell the truth. You don't have to be polite if someone makes you feel scared or uncomfortable. It's okay to say no, even to a grown-up, if you too, says Patty Fitzgerald. Greater than if you get that feeling inside that something just is not right, say no. And follow your instincts. Greater than I said no. Look. Focus on what they do. Red flag alert. You can explain to a child that some acts might warn a red flag alert, as explained in the I said no. Look. For example, when people, who are not taking care of the child, might want to see or touch a child's private parts, tell a child to put up a red flag. People danger rather than stranger danger debunking myth. Debunking stranger danger myth. Other examples that might render a red flag situation. Explain to a child, debunking stranger danger myth. 1. Never leave or go anywhere with someone you do not know if your parent or guardian has not given you permission.
2.
If someone tries to take your hand or grab you, call for help.
3.
If someone asks for help, do not engage. Or, if a stranger asks a question, do not answer and walk away. Safe adults will ask another adult for help, not a child, said Patty Fitzgerald.
4.
Never take anything from someone you do not know, whether they are offering candy, a doll, or a bike. Explain the difference between a bribe from a stranger and a treat from someone you know. A bribe is when someone offers you something to do that you do not want to do or normally would not do, explains King and I said no.
Look.
5. Ask a parent/guardian in situations when they are not around, to whom you can speak.
6.
When someone says don't tell, always tell what they have told you. Always tell someone you trust about any interactions with a stranger. Telling makes bad things stop. Telling helps a child feel better. Debunking stranger danger myth. Stranger danger can dissuade a child from seeking help when needed.
1.
Some people you do not know might be helpful. For example, a policeman, a security guard, or a store clerk do not equal danger merely because a child never saw them.
2.
Have a safe list of people children can go with, such as on carpools, when parents are not around.
3.
Look for identifiable marks that a stranger can be safe for a child to approach, for example, a police officer with a badge or a store clerk with a name tag. Teach this to a child, you can ask for help. But when someone asks you, put up a red flag. Approach a stranger and ask for help when you are in crisis or need help. For example, when you are lost or when there is an accident or threat. When a stranger asks you to do something, don't and tell a person you trust.
-
How to deal with stranger anxiety in young children. Fear of strangers can also come from stranger anxiety, which is an absolutely normal developmental stage. However, people danger must be distinguished from stranger anxiety. The former can be a valid source of threat, while the latter is a subjective apprehension of fear in children when no danger might objectively exist. What is stranger anxiety? Stranger anxiety is a normal emotional phase when a child cries or becomes distressed when an unknown or unfamiliar person approaches or attempts to hold them. When does stranger anxiety occur? Stranger anxiety is a normal developmental stage that often begins around 6 to 9 months, peaks between 12 and 15 months, and usually diminishes by 2 years. However, some children outgrow it sooner. Stranger anxiety is connected with a child's developmental task of distinguishing the familiar from the unfamiliar. Both the intensity and duration of such anxiety vary significantly among children. So, if your typically social baby or toddler suddenly starts crying or screaming when someone unfamiliar approaches, know that stranger anxiety is normal behavior for young children. Stranger anxiety in babies. A 6-month-old baby begins to know whether someone is a stranger, and by 9 months, they may be afraid of strangers or too attached to a caregiver. So, stranger anxiety usually starts around 8 or 9 months of age. However, as a baby learns to understand object permanence, the fact that a caregiver does not disappear forever when gone out of sight, they learn to be more tolerant of separations and of unfamiliar people. Stranger anxiety in toddlers. Stranger anxiety also occurs in toddlers, often between the ages of 12 and 24 months. During this time, a child might perceive anyone other than a caregiver as a threat or cause of distress, even if that person, formerly, was a favorite grandma. Why does toddler stranger anxiety suddenly rear its head? Experts aren't exactly sure. And, adding to the mystery, some kids are gripped by it, while others never experience it at all, explains Jennifer Kelly Geddes. However, experts know that stranger anxiety is a normal part of a child's development and a sign that your child has a healthy bond with a caregiver. Did you enjoy this article on debunking stranger danger and what to do instead? Leave a comment if you did.
Recent blog posts.
Dinosaur flower threading craft. Dinosaur flower threading is an excellent activity for toddlers, preschoolers, and kindergartners where craft meets Montessori practical life skills while you enjoy the outdoors. Keep reading. August 24, 2022. DIY alphabet objects would transfer labels. Help preschoolers and kindergartners learn to associate alphabet objects with their corresponding beginning sound with easy-to-make at-home free DIY labels using new fun wood transfer paper. Keep reading. August 19, 2022. August 23, 2022. Fingerprint numbers early math. Fingerprint numbers is an excellent early math activity for preschoolers to promote rational counting while refining motor control and hand-eye coordination. Keep reading. August 4, 2022. August 4, 2022.
Load more posts.
Loading. Something went wrong. Please refresh the page and/or try again.
-
Ebook, The Basics Bringing Montessori Home. Our work is not to teach, but to help the absorbent mind in its work of development. So, how marvelous it would be if by our help, if by an intelligent treatment of the child, if by understanding the needs of his physical life and by feeding his intellect, we could prolong the period of functioning of the absorbent mind. The Basics Bringing Montessori Home Birth to Age 6. Montessori Made Easy membership. Also, if you are exhausted from swimming in the vast ocean of irrelevant information and saving activities you never get to, join Montessori Made Easy membership. And if you do, the ebook The Basics is included in the membership amongst many other perks. Join Montessori Made Easy membership. I am here to help. We can do this together. Enriching the mind one heart at a time. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest.